with, it says in the papers, here's Valerie Cox.
The special status of the President makes the lead for the Irish Examiner this morning, where Sean Connolly reports that the anti-austerity TD, Paul Murphy, has been condemned from across the political spectrum for insisting the President is a legitimate target for protest. The controversy erupted after a video emerged of anti-water charge protesters chasing after the President's car and verbally abusing Michael D. Higgins as he left to school. I voted for Michael D. Water protesters' ludicrous excuse. That's the lead for the Irish Daily Mail. Senan Maloney reporting that protester Derek Byrne admitted he voted for Mr. Higgins to be president in 2011. No excuse for attack on our president, says the paper's editorial. The protests that ultimately forced the government to backtrack on the water issue involved thousands of people taking to the streets. It's worth remembering it was entirely peaceful, it says. And Derek Byrne also makes an appearance on the front of the Herald under the headline, I'm not afraid of jail. And verbal abuse is the subject of a piece in the Irish Daily Mirror, where Cathal McMahon reports that Gardaí will launch a series of random checks after a lollipop lady was verbally abused by parents. Children at St Bridget's National School in Drogheda, County Louth, have been handed an official letter stating that parents are driving carelessly and parking in a dangerous manner in bus lanes and on footpaths. And it went on to claim that the traffic warden had been subjected to horrific abuse. Germany should accept that making payments to poorer Eurozone countries is in its own interests. That's according to the Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, and it comes from an interview with Arthur Beasley in the Irish Times. On a flying visit to Dublin, Carney said that currency unions need risk sharing across all constituent parts of the currency union. It's unrealistic to expect all of that risk sharing to be taken on by the private sector, he said. Mortgage income cap will lock couples out of the market, says the Irish Independent. Typical working couples will be approved for €100,000 less in mortgage borrowings under new central bank rules, says Charlie Weston. In a double whammy for home buyers, as well as having to come up with a bigger deposit, thousands are set to have their property dreams crushed by the mortgage income caps. The new rules were anticipated by house buyers like a visit to the dentist, writes Dan Buckley in The Examiner. Fear of the torture to come, followed by an immediate sense of relief that the pain was not so bad after all, at least for some. For better or worse, and for all sorts of reasons, Cromwellian dispossession, the famine, and our colonial past have all been cited as contributors to our genetic love for the keys to our own front doors, writes Philip Nolan in the Mail. We are wedded to the idea of ownership rather than renting. The Irish Daily Star leads with a continuing trial of Graham Dwyer. And the Mirror and the Irish Sun both lead with the shooting of a Limerick Garda who was on holiday in New Orleans. He was blasted in the leg and lower back when he refused to hand over $200 that he withdrew from an ATM, says the Mirror. In other stories, the Sun and the Herald report that a woman whose daughter has spina bifida has slammed the HSE's refusal to give the family a medical card as disgraceful. Elaine Keogh reports that the seven-year-old, Sophie Biggins, who also has hydrocephalus, has been refused a medical card on three occasions. Finally, Deglan de Bredoun writes his final column in The Sun this morning. Slán a Guiv Golair. Goodbye to each and every one of you, he writes. Or, as film star Humphrey Bogart might have put it, we'll always have Leinster House.
Valerie, thank you very much indeed.